welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 a.m. WAUK and 101 FM, the Shaw. You know, I better get that sleep I was talking about. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or text us at the same number. On the line, Mr. Michael Bassford. He is with the Interagency Council on Homelessness. So you talked about the different plans that that are now in place. Mike, are you still there?
Yes, Sam.
Yeah, that you guys are working on. Tell us a little bit of people may ask the question, you know, the state now has, you know, quite a bit of resources. Those resources can't be used a little bit to help out, you know, in your area?
So if you're talking about the resources from the federal government, like CARES and ARPA, you're right. Those funds have been made available, and those funds have been used. You know, right now we're still in the process of running, I think, what's a very successful program called Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance, where if you are a renter and you have and if you've lost income during the pandemic and cannot pay your rent, that this will provide rental assistance for more than 12 for up to 15 months. And this program, we've spent over $150 million, and what the state has been, the state administers a pot for what they call the non-entitlement areas. So not Milwaukee County, not Dane County, or not Brown County in this case either, because they get their own pots of funding and they're running their own programs, and those programs are also quite successful. But over $150 million has been spent. Tens of thousands of households have avoided eviction judgments as a result of it, and people have been able to stay in their homes. There has been there was funding. Governor Evers announced it last November that put in a pot of money for emergency shelter operations all over the state to increase their capacity, because we had a concern about the number of people experiencing unsheltered homelessness. The numbers were quite high last summer, and we were very concerned that we would be in a situation as winter happened, that there would be hundreds of people that were outside, having to face up to the to the cold and the elements, and so that it has been spent. What has to be on everybody's mind is that these funds are going to come to an end. You know, they're going to be spent. They're going to do a fair amount of good, and I haven't even gotten to some of the other programs, such as funding for affordable housing development that we're going to see over the next couple of years, that we'll be bringing on a lot more affordable units for low and extremely low income people, but that's a process that takes time, of course. And at the end of the day, you know, when the money's all spent and we still have people that are going to be having issues, we still need to take care of them, and we still need to have an ongoing significant investment at the state level in order to make sure that we continue the momentum that we will be getting from being able to spend these federal funds.
You know, Mr. Bassford, it certainly has had a significant impact. I know in the city of Milwaukee where, you know, during this epidemic, people were able to stay in their apartments and whatnot. But, you know, as you stated, those funds came to an end. And now the eviction process that's taking hold in the city of Milwaukee is horrific. And you know, I've seen the impact of children who are in the public school system and doing well, and then all of a sudden you see the change in Johnny or in Molly. And and the change that occurred is they became homeless. And the impact that that has on a child, let alone an adult, is lasting. And especially, you know, in the long term, you've got people living on top of one another, you know, two families in a two-bedroom apartment, you know, trying to survive. And you know, it really does trouble me that we know these kinds of things are going on. And before we went to a break a little while ago, we were talking about the fact that people who see many people think that this is all because of people who made these wrong decisions. But a lot of these things are the fact that many people, as you stated, work minimum wage jobs. There are people who believe that once we can get to a $15 an hour level, that $15 an hour will be sustainable and people will all of a sudden get out of poverty. It's not. It won't get people out of the conditions they're in. $15 is not a livable wage. So we haven't reached that level of $15. For heaven's sakes, here in the city of Milwaukee, where I live, the minimum wage is still $7.50 an hour. So we've got to change those kinds of things, my friend. We've got to face that and ask ourselves the questions: are we helping to perpetuate and create this?
those are necessary questions. You also touched on something earlier that I wanted to highlight here. When you're talking about how homelessness affects children, you know, particularly their performance in schools, the availability of housing is, as I put it in the plan, it is the lodestone for good societal outcomes. If you want your school tests to improve, invest in housing. If you want your crime rates to go down, invest in housing. If you want to have a more successful economy for everybody, invest in housing. If you want better physical and mental health outcomes. And that's very important too, because we talk about trauma and that how people that are experiencing homelessness bring trauma with them. But what people don't talk about enough is that homelessness itself is trauma. So, I mean, if you want less trauma and better physical and mental health outcomes, invest in housing. And I can say this all day, you know, if you want to keep your linens fresher, invest in housing. If you want your teeth to be brighter, invest in housing. But that's the point I'm making here, is that you want to see better outcomes in your community, to have a more livable community. You have to have investments in housing, and so. Again, it's the, you know, what are our priorities here and what should be our priorities? And even if you're somebody out there that thinks that, well, you know, you're right, Mike, it's about priorities. and what we decide to spend our money on. You know, we can't spend it on all of our wants. You know, we have to spend it on our needs. And we have to be fiscally conscious about it. I would point out that it's actually cheaper to house people than it is to maintain folks in homelessness.
Hold that, Mike, hold that thought, because I'm going to come back to that and let you delve a little deeper into that. We've got to go to a break. On the line, Mr. Michael Bassford. He is with the Interagency Council on Homelessness. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789.